if I'm a Dixman and my partner a Dixman and we both in this bitch busting you up, like, I want to see, you ain't stick your tongue out so your throat open all the way up so I can throw this bitch
in. That's some wild shit.
That's every woman's, I ain't gonna say every, that's a lot of women's fantasy secretly, but they have a fear of being judged because niggas be judgmental and women be judgmental.
So is that considered normal, like a threesome or like a train?
I don't like the word train. That's like a bunch of, when I think of train, I think a bunch of niggas just lined up coming and running through a bitch. No, I'm talking about two men that got the same respect that I have. They look at this woman like a goddess. Like, you eat her ass, I'm gonna eat her pussy, big boy. We about to make this bitch come like that. Like, we both loving on this bitch, you know.
I'm
like,
speechless. You lick, I don't even feet, know
I'm
what
about,
to say.
Hey, you lick her feet, I'm about to feed her dick.
Ooh.
You know, like we about to make her tap in this bitch.
Ooh. I'm speechless.
I'm talking about bitch bend over. Ooh. Hey, stand up on your toes. Ooh. Hey, lock your knees back. Baby, breathe through your nose.
Oh, my God. That couldn't have been you on that sex tape for real.
No, that wasn't me. I'm a Dixman. They ain't even give me eat no Buddha or nothing. Much I love to eat ass.
Thought you were impossible till now. You're with me wherever I wake up. I take my chances, I know that I'm falling. I'm best when I'm next to you. Cause I'm heating up while you're reading my mind. I know that I'm starving, don't leave me behind. I'm still on the run.
You already know the vibe. You already know the vibe. Yeah. 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 What's going on, y'all? Let me light the blunt. Hold on. You know, listen. Whenever I record, y'all know I got some shit to talk about. Y'all know I got some shit to talk about when I get on the motherfucking mic. Okay, bitch, I got some shit to talk about. You know what I kind of see for Late Night with Sylvester? It's giving very much like radio late night. As I do my professional job, go to the radio station, do my late night show for an hour, do my little ones and twos, call in, take some calls or whatever like that. I'm gonna be like the Wendy Williams of late night, but without the gossip. You know what I'm saying? We're just gonna kick it. We're gonna give it some tea. And it's just gonna be a vibe. That's my vision. That's my vision. Hey, you guys. Y'all hear Naya? They're shaking, honey. What's going on? How y'all doing? I hope all is well. All is well. Trying to pull up my notes or whatever like that. Listen, you guys. Bitch, February is right around the corner. February is around the corner. Okay? Around the corner, honey. So, we getting ready for February. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day. You know what that vibe that is. You know what I'm saying? Right after Valentine's Day, that's when you gotta start getting rid of a lot of your side hoes. That nigga that you thought that she was gonna be booed up with. Because now spring is coming. And spring, we outside. Like, spring is the beginning of stepping outside. Now it's just like, oh girl, what you girls been up to since this winter? What you been doing behind closed doors? So it's giving much, very much, baby, you should be popping out with a baby. And if you're not popping out with a baby or a ring, okay, girl, what you been doing, honey? Okay, because it's springtime. So your fit's got to hit. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all been shopping during the winter. You shop for your summer stuff during the winter. You know what I'm saying? There's an art to this, okay? I bought me a couple things, but yeah, you shop during the winter for your summer stuff and your spring stuff. You know what I'm saying? All the shit that went on sale during the last summer, You pull them up and you wear them this summer. Vintage. It's vintage now. Let me pull up my notes, girl. What's on, you guys? So I was just out. So I went to Four West. Had a little drink. They had sent out a little text message about they were having some type of like drink special, unlimited drink. So it was like any it was like drinks for unlimited for like $25 from like 5:30 to 8:30. So it was cute. And I had a couple cocktails with my girl, and we were kicking. I was out with my boy Nick, and we was cutting up, honey. We was talking, and we got to talking about something very interesting. So, you know, he was telling me about a little situation that he got going on, and it reminded me about my little situation. It's not even a situation. Somebody that I know, that how he feels about an individual, or you know, certain expectations. So one thing in particular, a few things came up within that conversation. One about especially being gay men, or being gay, and being a male and being intimate with another male or another man, and how it requires for someone to be submissive, soft, timid, aware, and sensitive, where sometimes it's hard as men because we were raised to always be tough, to always be strong. And he was saying that it is a struggle to be able to toggle between the two. He just feels like he just can't be soft enough for a guy. And and I just feel like there's some part of it, I feel like, and I think that goes back to how you've grew up in society and things of that nature, and really not having a lot of reference on how we should operate as two men in relationships. But you know, I truly believe that as two men are intimate with each other or in a relationship, living together, it does require that one or both at some point is submissive to the man in order for to make an individual feel like a man or feel empowered in some form or fashion, or just giving in. I feel like when you think about women and how they give into certain relationships or certain qualities of a man that they get accustomed to, it almost requires us as gay men to be able to be adaptable and custom to the idea of what another man requires. And us as men, we should know what each other requires, but then we're both the same and we have the same thought process in some type of form or fashion, and we don't want to give up the control. Who's going to do it? So I don't know. I could just be talking my shit or, you know what I'm saying? But I truly believe that you have to be submissive in some form or fashion in your relationship in order for it to work in different areas of that relationship. I'm sure heteronormative relationships go through the same thing, but you know, I think from a society perspective, women are more submissive in relationships with men. When you think about, you know, women being at home and taking care of the kids, having kids, the man working, bringing home the bread. And so I think there's a component of that where it's just like, oh, you know, you got to make sure that you do make sure that your man eats. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your man eats. It's a requirement. honestly. It's just like, I don't know. I kind of got that from my mom. Like, my mom was the type of mom, like, every time I was remember, like, when my mom was coming home, I always know when my mom was on her way home, she was going to call me and ask me if I want some food. Or if I want something outside. And I think as you are dating, and this is just more tailored towards my gay individuals, my men out there, that, you know, the tenderness that comes along with caring for someone and being soft and being gentle is required. I think we all need it. We should all give it in some form or fashion. So, yeah. Honestly, I just feel like I'm just a little bit more in touch with my soft side. I think it continues to grow in some form or fashion, but yeah. Oh, you guys. So, side note. So there is, I got an email from a company called Magic Mind, and it is a drink that they sent me, and it's tailored around like mental health, reducing, you know, anxiety and stress. And so they sent me about 5 in a very beautiful box. I took one sip of one of them. For a second, I was like, bitch, what if they were trying to, like, do something to me? It was like, I just really just accepted some drinks from somebody without really knowing who they are. So I remember when I opened the box, I was like, bitch, what you about to get into? But I told myself that I was going to make sure I mentioned them on the show. So shout out to Magic Mind for blessing us with the Magic Mind. So this particular one that I have here, let's see. Do more, stress less, and this will help help you relax, keep you focused, and let's see, for happy vibes, boost your energy. So very like a more herbal supplement that you can take almost like in a very shot type of vibe. So shout out to them, thank you for sending me this over. I really like it. You can tell, get this little hint of almost a ginger, and it's like it's green. So, you know, anything green is very healthy. So shout out to Magic Mind. And yeah, so going back to what I was talking about, so his situation was reminding me of one of my little situations. So I know a gentleman that I met a while back. And not a while back, but like, you know, maybe a year and a half I've known him. And we'll call him Daddy W. And Daddy W, I met Daddy W. When I met Daddy W, Daddy W. When I met Daddy W, we were both single. We were not really looking for a relationship. And we were on some like chilling and fucking vibe. You know what I'm saying? And as all most of us probably experience, you know, when you chill and you vibe with someone that you can have a drink with or smoke with and watch TV with and talk with and laugh with, you start to build a bond, or you definitely start to build a like for an individual. And so over the time, or over the past year and a half, I've grown to like this individual. And I was saying this to my boy Charles the other day, that Daddy W is so perfect on paper. But not only is he perfect on paper, he is, I find him to be very attractive. The sex is good. He is hardworking, makes good money, and I couldn't ask for anything else. I mean, honestly, it almost feels like I have a jackpot just sitting in front of me, and I want it, and I want to hold on to it so bad. And part of the conversation that, or the scenario, or the similarity that we have in the situation, is that he gets the sense that, you know, he has to always reach out to the individual. I also feel like sometimes I have to reach out to Daddy W. And I only say that because I have intentionally thought about the fact that, like, okay, I'm about to reach out to him. I haven't talked to him in like 2 weeks. And the only reason why I'm doing it with no problems, not taking away the fact that, not being upset with the fact that I haven't spoken to him in 2 weeks, but just being aware of the fact that, okay, we both did not reach out to each other in the past 2 weeks. Someone has to do it. And so it goes back to what he was trying to make the point of, is like, he always feels as though that he has to do certain things, or he, and what ultimately he's saying is that he's looking for that same energy in return. Goes into talking about love language and things of that nature, and people just being aware of that. So, but remember, me and Daddy W, when we met, no relationship, you weren't doing any of that. I eventually, at some point in us hanging out for a few months and stuff, ended up telling him that I did like him. How I said it, Charles said, this is where I fucked up and I shouldn't have said nothing. But I thought it was, you know what I'm saying, a good idea to be direct and honest. All I simply did was say, yo, honestly, if you came to me today or right now in this moment and say, oh, Sylvester, like, I want to pursue you more, I want to get to know you more, I would be with it. And that's all I said to him. It was just like, to let you know, I like you enough to, like, want to date you. And if you're with it, I'm with it. I know when we first met, we weren't trying to be in a relationship, but I've grown to like you and I wouldn't mind dating you. I would like to date you, but just know you know what I'm saying? I kind of threw it in his ballpark. I was just like, if you were down for it, I'll be fucking down for it. So I just wanted to let you know, not sure how you felt about the situation. So I was also trying to figure out how he felt. And I did it without really knowing what to expect or knowing what he was going to say. And I was fine with it. I don't really remember exactly what he said after, but, you know, he's still been around. And he has had some things happen in his life recently, some really great things in his life. Once again, you guys, this man is so, to me, is so perfect on paper. I don't know about y'all, but I would love to be with a man that's great on paper. You know, PhD, good job. And just also with the qualities of like, he's so handsome, he knows how to dance, he makes me laugh, sex is good, like what else can you ask for? I'm just like obsessed with him. And that's the type of, I think that we were talking about having, being with someone or wanting someone as much as they want us. It's so important, I think, sometimes for confirmation of certain things. And then, I don't know, I think, once again, if someone doesn't know your love language, it's hard for them to, it may be, they may be showing their love for you in a very different way. And so the love that we're giving and the way that we're giving it, we're expecting it back in the same way sometimes. And it's not always the case. And you may meet someone that has the same love language as you, or you may not. So I think that sometimes we have to be very aware and sensitive to that thought. But yeah, that's all I gotta say. Daddy W can fucking get it. Daddy W can definitely get it. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna leave you out with that. In the words of my good Judy Charles, it's given Dominicans, Blacks, and Tina Gert and Tina Heads. I was talking to Charles the other day, and Charles, I said, he was on one of the apps, and I said, oh, so what's a given? And he was like, it's given Dominicans, Blacks, and Tina Heads. And I burst out into laughter. I couldn't. Okay, I might just call this episode, it's giving Dominicans, Blacks, and Tina Heads. I can't. Too funny. Oh my God. Also, as well, I want to thank everyone that came out to my birthday little gathering that I had the other week. The girls came through in their wigs and diamonds, you guys. So shout out to my girls. They came out in their wigs and diamonds, and they weren't fucking playing with me. And so I appreciate my girls for coming out. The girls did their little confessional. I had set up the mic, and the girls were spitting, and where they got to spit. So I appreciate them for that. So thank you guys for coming out. Yeah, you guys, you know how I feel. So this song right here in particular, I know the song that I'm about to play, but this song is a bop. So shout out. Yeah. Period. I hope you enjoy it. So it's when I was in my motherfucking Tessie, and I was like, yeah, this is the shit that I definitely want to play for the show. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Until next time. Bye.
Come get your nigga, he all on my block. Bitch, I'll say it again. Come get your nigga, he all on my block. He choppy, got you feeling cocky. You move a crew and nobody gon' stop me. Come get your man, cause he all on my body. Can't fuck with no hoe. In public, put it on the show and I go, ooh. Someone put me to the next lit spot. I be chillin' with my crew and they get poppin' when we drop. Getting blasted with the smoochies and the baddies in the car. We in the spot with all the scammers and the shooters. Start a storm with my money making crew. With my niggas with the rubber band stack. I see a couple baddies bringing some more bottles from the back. And it's like, damn, niggas really trying to be like me. I start poppy walking heavy, I got diamonds on my feet. You can't even dance, niggas struggling to find a beat. Who told you I want your nigga? No, I don't do charities. Who but me, bitch? Who told the DJ to fuck up the beat? My nigga, go turn that shit up. Pass me the hookah and turn up the beat. Can't drive cause nigga I'm tweaking. Made back the money tonight while I'm sleeping. Niggas be hiding, I do all the seeking. Don't follow me when I'm out, when I'm creeping. Sneaking, leave a nigga home when you cheating. Pop out with my mink.
Let's go Barbie, got my bitches out in pink. Pop out with all the receipts before we link. Send a shower pic, let me know it don't stink. He pulled up, I told him, ooh, write it, don't come if you thinking about it. Ooh, write it, I love when he's still in the closet. Ooh, write it, don't stop it. It was right, then you gon' get replaced. Don't you get the fuck out my face. We in the spot with all the scammers and the shooters. Start a storm with my money making crew. With my niggas with the rubber band stack. I see a couple baddies bringing some more bottles from the back. And it's like, damn, niggas really trying to be like me. I start poppy walking heavy. I got diamonds on my feet. You can't even dance. Niggas struggling to find a beat. Who told you I want your nigga? No, I don't do charity.